Sarah stared into Levi's light green eyes, mesmerized by the way they gradually darkened with desire. With nothing more than his gentle touch, he'd managed to diffuse her anxiety, but his softly spoken words, "I'm not even close to being done with you," made her all too aware of him as a man, a sexy, gorgeous man who'd literally saved her life. "Thank you," she whispered, knowing things could have ended very differently tonight if he hadn't stopped by the store.
"For?"
he asked as he let his hand fall away. "Protecting me." The only man who'd ever made her feel safe had been her father, and as a child, she'd been devastated when he'd died. The foster home she'd lived in had taught her that the only person she could trust and rely on was herself, and the men she'd allowed into her life over the years since had only reinforced that realization.
"I'm just glad that I was here when it all went down,"
he said in a low, gruff voice. "Me too," she admitted. She shuddered to think what might have happened if she'd been alone.
"Kincaid!"
Nick called out impatiently, causing Levi to look over his shoulder at his partner, who was standing just inside the store's double doors.
"Get your ass out here. The EMT can't leave or sign off on your release until they examine you. Be right there."
Levi glanced back at Sarah and rolled his eyes, his gaze filled with annoyance.
"He's such a pain in the ass."
She laughed, then grew more serious. "I'm going to have to agree with him. You really need to make sure that you're okay."
"The shot probably caused nothing more than a bruise,"
he grumbled like a typical man, even as he gingerly touched the area where the bullet was still lodged in his vest.
"Then it shouldn't be an issue for you to let the paramedic look you over," she insisted. "And it would make me feel better, too."
He tipped his head to the side, looking adorably boyish instead of like the badass cop he'd just been.
"Since you're now off the clock, care to accompany me out to the ambulance?"
"Sure."
It was the least she could do for him, but before she could slide off the stool, he moved closer, keeping her in place.
"Don't think you're off the hook,"
he said, his voice low and husky as he slowly dragged his heated gaze from her mouth back up to her eyes.
"I haven't forgotten that you still owe me an answer."
She'd only known Levi for a few weeks, but it was enough time to realize that he wasn't a man who missed much or let things go easily, so it didn't surprise Sarah that he'd given her a little reminder of the date he'd asked her out on. He'd certainly given her a persuasive argument when she'd questioned his interest in her, but did she really want to get involved with Levi in any way when she was going to leave Chicago in a few weeks? The woman who was insanely attracted to him was jumping up and down and yelling, "Yes!" while the more practical, cautious side was quick to remind her that she didn't need the complication of having any man in her life right now. Her ex, Dylan, was complication enough. After letting the graveyard shift know that she was leaving, she grabbed her purse and followed Levi outside to the ambulance, where an EMT was waiting for him. Not wanting to get in the way, Sarah stood off to the side while the paramedic asked him to remove his vest and shirt so he could get a better look at the bullet's point of impact. Levi took off the utility belt around his waist that held his handcuffs, baton, and other equipment, then removed the heavy outer armor that had protected him from the suspect's bullet. He unbuttoned his uniform shirt and shrugged it off. Underneath, he wore a navy blue t-shirt, and when he stripped it over his head, Sarah found herself way too captivated with how freaking hot he looked half naked. He was solidly built, with broad shoulders and muscled arms, and his tight, defined abs were testament to regular workouts. Holy smokes. If she thought he looked sexy and attractive in his uniform, he was devastatingly, breathtakingly gorgeous out of only half of it. She was in complete and utter awe, until her gaze skimmed over the large bruise already forming on his ribcage. The area was swollen and discolored in a combination of red, blue, and purple hues, and when the technician gently touched the contusion, Levi winced and swore, low and harsh. The guy tending to him glanced up at Levi.
"I need you to try and take a deep breath."
Levi attempted to fill his lungs with air, but instead expelled an agonizing groan.
"Shit, that fucking hurts."
He grimaced and clenched his jaw, and Sarah felt his pain, along with a jolt of guilt. It was difficult not to feel distressed since Levi had been shot because he'd stopped by the store to visit her.